Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. The grim search for bodies goes on in Texas. We have the story.
Murder suspect from Butler County crash arrested in Indiana. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
President Donald Trump travels to Central Texas today for a first-hand look at flood recovery.
Taking up his role as the nation's consoler-in-chief, President Trump will meet with first responders and family members impacted by the catastrophic flooding in the Texas Hill Country. A White House official says the president will get a briefing from local officials and meet with Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says federal agencies quickly had assets in the region.
Nobody there has said anything about that they didn't get everything that they wanted immediately or that they needed. And I'm proud of the work that we've done.
President Trump says he plans to eliminate FEMA later this year as part of a reorganization shifting disaster relief and emergency preparedness to the states. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Almost a year after an attack against then-presidential candidate Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, some Secret Service agents are facing consequences. Fox's Chanley Painter explains.
In the aftermath of the failed assassination attempt, the Secret Service suspended six agents, including one person who was part of Trump's protective detail, but did not fire them. Deputy Director Matt Quinn told CBS News, quote, "We aren't going to fire our way out of this. We're going to focus on the root cause and fix the deficiencies that put us in that situation. Secret Service is totally accountable for Butler." But for the widow of 50-year-old firefighter Corey Comparator, who was killed that day, those suspensions aren't enough.
Two other people were injured before the assassin was shot and killed by a Secret Service agent.
24-year-old Tyler Beauclair was arrested Wednesday near Indianapolis for murder in a Butler County crash that killed three people in June. Elliot Britton Eichbauer, his 19-year-old son Arlo, and his 16-year-old nephew Silas Eichbauer all died in the crash. Eichbauer was a social studies teacher at Curtis Middle School in Wichita. His nephew, Silas, was a student at North High School. On the night of the crash, a witness told Butler County deputies that an eastbound Chevrolet truck was weaving back and forth on Highway 400 before crashing head-on into a westbound Toyota Tacoma between the towns of Leon and Beaumont. Two passengers in Beauclair's truck were seriously injured in the crash.
The Wichita Ethics Board has upheld its decision that Wichita Mayor Lily Wu violated parts of the city's code of ethics following a proclamation signature earlier this spring. Last month, the Ethics Board ruled that Wu violated part of the code of ethics, saying the mayor failed to fulfill her duty to work in full cooperation with other officials and employees to carry out their duties to perform the operations of government. Mayor Wu appealed the board's decision, alleging that the ethics complaint situation was used by her political opponents and members of the Wichita community to attack her and damage her reputation.
Protests broke out during ICE raids on two marijuana farms in California Thursday. Fox's Matt Finn reports.
Two federal sources tell Fox that hundreds of people have been taken into custody during an hours-long immigration sweep at two farming locations in Carpinteria and Camarillo, California. Tear gas and smoke bombs were launched into the crowds of protesters clashing with immigration agents. Some people were transported to the hospital. Others were taken into custody for interfering with federal officers. Protesters could be seen throwing rocks, and sources tell Fox the feds are investigating the possibility of an active shooter at the scene. Federal sources tell Fox they had a criminal warrant to get onto the properties based on evidence illegal aliens were being harbored there.
An ICE spokesman says 10 juveniles were found at the farm. All were illegal immigrants, and 8 were unaccompanied. And the farm is being investigated for child labor violations. KNSS News Time now, 7:05. 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
20 years ago today, one of the stranger days in Wichita sports history. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
An American diplomat died in a car accident in northern Mexico. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock, and 76 degrees here on this Friday morning with Steve and Ted. The Justice Department announced that it had sent more than 20 subpoenas to doctors and clinics involved in performing transgender medical procedures on children. The department's brief announcement Wednesday did not name any of the 20 doctors or clinics or say where they were. It also did not specify what constituted transgender medical procedures, but said its investigations include healthcare fraud, false statements, and more.
An American diplomat died in a car accident in northern Mexico.
The U.S. consulate confirmed the death of Brian Matthew Faunin, the vice consul of the U.S. Consulate General in the northern city of Monterrey, in a statement released on its Facebook page. Officials say Faunin died Wednesday when the armored vehicle he was traveling in flipped over on a highway in the town of Matamoros in the northern Mexican state of Coahuila. Authorities have not provided information on the cause of the accident, but local media said it appeared the driver lost control of the car and it flipped. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
An Arizona physical therapist burned to death inside a hyperbaric oxygen chamber.
Firefighters say 43-year-old Dr. Walter Foxcroft was discovered dead when they rushed to his office on a report of a fire, his scorched body trapped inside the chamber. The late-night discovery puzzling to investigators who say they have no idea what he was doing inside the chamber. Foxcroft just last year launched the clinic where he died, the first such hyperbaric oxygen therapy center in the state. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic in the Wichita area right now. We have a except for a stalled out vehicle. This could be slowing things down now that the traffic volumes are picking up. Northbound on I-135 between Pawnee and Mount Vernon. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, we made it to Friday, guys. Doesn't it feel good?
Whoopee!
Hooray!
Yeah, we've made it to Friday, and of course, there's a lot of stuff going on this weekend. We've got Jet City in Andover at the amphitheater. We've also got the Sedgwick County Fair and the Wheat Festival down in Wellington. And we are up against at least some possibility of thunderstorms. Now, for the concert tonight, I think we're going to be in good shape. I really think most of the active weather is probably going to miss us to the south and east. So that looks to be in our favor, but we do have some thunderstorms on the way tomorrow south of Wichita that might interfere with some of the Wheat Festival activities down in Wellington. But overall, you know, it's looking hot today, but a bit cooler as we get into Saturday's forecast. We didn't quite get to 95 yesterday, which would have been our hottest afternoon so far this summer. We're going to make a strong attempt at that today. So we're thinking 95 for the high on this Friday with lighter winds out of the south. And again, any chance of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon looks like it'll be south and east of Wichita. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low near 70. We drop back to 85 on Saturday. The humidity will probably go down at least a little bit in the afternoon. And chances for scattered thunderstorms south of Wichita on Saturday. But Sunday looks dry, the high up to 89. If we don't get very much rain out of this passing cold front, we'll look ahead to the middle of next week for some more promising signs of rain. 76 is where we're getting started here on a Friday morning. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Kind of muggy out there. Ugh. Wow.
You know, my coworkers want me to do like a sweat factor or how sticky, you know, your clothes stick to you in this kind of weather.
Yeah. How would you measure that?
You know, I would do a scale of 1 to 10 and, well, today would probably be a 10.
Well, then, if you take your shirt off and throw it against the wall and it sticks for count the seconds, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. That's that's pretty rough.
Oh, wow. We used to call it perspiration. We didn't call it sweat where I grew up. We were kind of snobs that way. So
it's changed over the years.
Yeah. All right, no sweat. Listen, thank you, and we'll see you on Monday morning.
Yeah.
There you go.
Sounds good.
That's the Storm Team 12 meteorologist, Ross Jansen. Now, does he have a dog that's on the... Didn't he used to have a dog on the set or something?
He does. May.
I haven't seen it. I guess sometimes maybe they're not paying the dog enough and the dog's on strike.
I see May all the time.
May. All right. May the dog. Okay. You should appear on there sometime and bring your cats with you just to see what would happen.
I don't want to upset Ross and May
Ross
during their hard work.
May get a little upset there. This is the 11th day of July, and it was on this date in 1993. A heck of a storm came through. Strongest winds ever measured at Wichita's Mid-Continent Airport, which is, of course, now is Eisenhower National, but occurred when severe thunderstorms produced a 109-mile-per-hour gust. Ooh. Fanning out over a two-mile-wide area, the destructive winds began near the intersection of Kellogg and Dugan, where 14 power poles were sheared near their bases. 5 aircraft destroyed, 20 were heavily damaged there at the airport, and part of the roof of the FAA approach tower was peeled off and blown into the tower itself. $145,000 damage for that. That was in 1993.
That was bad.
Quite a blow that day.
Mm-hmm.
And on this date, 38 years ago, this is 1987, Bo Jackson of the Kansas City Royals became a two-sport star by signing with the Los Angeles Raiders. He was an all-star in both sports.
Yeah, for a while he played football and baseball.
And Nike's,
his body gave out.
Nike started an entire Bo-nose ad campaign around him. I wonder if he ever, what he did with his money. I wonder if he's still worth some money. Or he just completely broke. You don't hear anything from Bo Jackson anymore.
No, you kind of don't see Bo much.
He's a fun player to watch. Boy, watch him play was fun.
When he was healthy, man, he was a sight to see.
He struck out quite. To me, he struck out way too. But in between those strikeouts, it hit a moonshot.
Yeah, when he
down
made
there.
Contact, it was
actually
exciting.
I believe I was in Kansas City the day he came home from a road trip where his last of the Yankees, he'd hit 3 home runs in a row and came back, and the first time up he hit another one. So that was 4 in a row over 2 different markets. And it went into that water thing out in center field. Oh, man. Bo Jackson. What a guy. Wow. Coming up on 7:16 now, Steve is head of the morning here on KNSS. And it's time for real sports now with Ted Woodward.
Come on, it's all good. We do have minor league baseball here in town this weekend as of the Wichita Wind Surge finishing up a 9-game homestand with 3 more games against the San Antonio Missions. Wichita lost 8-6 to San Antonio last night, and that drops Wichita out of first place. Wichita now a game back in the division after back-to-back losses. But be Equity Bank Park for the rest of the weekend, taking on San Antonio. 7 o'clock tonight, you got the Wichita is the Tumba Vacas de Wichita and postgame fireworks. 6 o'clock tomorrow night on Margaritaville night. And we gave away free tickets earlier
tickets.
This week to,
yes,
to listeners to go to that game tomorrow night. And then 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon to wrap it up on a Windy Plush giveaway day. So 3 more games to wrap up a 9-game homestand for Wichita downtown at Equity Bank Park. By the way, a member of the Surge will not be with the team this weekend for a good reason. Major League Baseball All-Star Futures game is tomorrow afternoon in Atlanta. And representing the American League and the Wichita Wind Surge is infielder Kalen Culpepper. You know him, last year's first-round draft pick by the Twins out of Kansas State. Just called up to AA not too long ago to play for Wichita. He's batting .368 since he got called up to AA to play for the Wind Surge. So you'll see Kalen Culpepper in the MLB All-Star Futures game tomorrow afternoon in Atlanta. And also one of his coaches there, the bench coach for that American League team, Jerry Manuel, who played for the Wichita Arrows. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals will head into the All-Star break after 3 more games at home at Kauffman Stadium, hosting the New York Mets. Second-place Mets come to town. Royals are on a 4-game winning streak right now. This is a rematch of the World Series from a decade ago. The Mets are only coming into Kansas City for the 5th time ever in the regular season. They don't come to Kansas City all that often. 7 o'clock tonight, 3 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock Sunday, Royals-Mets before the All-Star break. All those games are live this weekend on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Other major league action last night, the Cincinnati Reds at home taking on the Miami Marlins. Once again, Big game for the Reds first baseman, former Wichita Wind Surge infielder Spencer Steer. The action on FanDuel Cincy.
In the air, left field, Hernandez watches. It's gone! 11 for Steer.
Felt called. Felt called.
Well, Steer's been locked in for about a month now, and it's 2-0 Reds.
Reds go on to beat the Marlins 6-0. Spears' 11th home run of the season. Back-to-back wins for the Reds, who are three games behind for a playoff spot right now in the National League. Happy birthday today to a good football player out of the state of Kansas. Cody Whitehair is 33 years old today. The guy that grew up in Abilene, Kansas. Big star at Abilene High School. And then, of course, he went and played his college football for Kansas State. And he's had a nice long career in the NFL now. Spent 8 years with the Chicago Bears. And last year, he was with the Las Vegas Raiders. Pretty good for a guy that played football at Abilene High School. And now he's had career earnings of $48 million. Wow. Cody Whitehair.
Good money.
It's his birthday. He is 33 years old today. The NBA is still going. It's day one of the NBA Summer League last night in Las Vegas. So guys trying to make rosters for the New Orleans Pelicans yesterday. Getting his first action in the Summer League, former Kansas Jayhawk, Hunter Dickinson. He had 5 points and a couple of assists. So there's Hunter Dickinson trying to get a roster spot with the New Orleans Pelicans. And, Steve, we look back at one of the more odd days in Wichita sports history. It was 20 years ago on this day. When Shocker, longtime Shocker baseball coach Gene Stevenson, having resigned the night before, went down to Norman, Oklahoma to take the job at OU.
Oklahoma!
And 20 years ago today was that very odd, awkward, emotional, tearful press conference when Gene took the job at OU. And from the instant they slipped that OU baseball jersey on him, he looked super uncomfortable. You can tell something wasn't right. But he took the job at OU after leading the Shockers, of course, to the national championship back in the 80s. And, he was an assistant at OU before he took the Wichita State job.
Wasn't he from OU or Oklahoma?
He grew up in Oklahoma.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, Guthrie area. And it was kind of odd. He said in the press conference, "We've done all we can do at Wichita State." 8 hours later, he was back in Wichita and regretted taking the OU job and decided to come back to Wichita State. By that night, Gene had informed Wichita State President Don Beggs that he was not going to stay at OU. He wanted to come back to Wichita State. In fact, Brent Chemnitz and Jim Thomas, his coaching staff, and Gene, they all met with the OU players that afternoon. "Hey, we're your new coaches." By that night, that was not the case. He was back in Wichita. Gene never did sign that 6-year contract for $275,000 to become the new head coach at OU. About the same money he was making at Wichita State. At the time, he had the highest winning percentage of any active coach in NCAA baseball.
Oh, how about that?
But he took the OU job, did not look comfortable at that press conference, and by that night, he was back in Wichita and leading the Shockers again. So for one strange day, 20 years ago on this day, Gene Stevenson was the head coach at OU, but by that night, he had changed his mind.
I had something similar happen to me, Ted. Guy across town when I was working at a station said, "I can offer you a lot more money if you come over here." And I said, "Okay, I'll take it." Went and told my boss. And before I could, 10 minutes, the sales manager, who was not my boss, was in there saying, "You're coming with us. You're staying with us. As long as I have a job here, you have a job here." So I stayed.
How about that?
And then and later he lost his job.
Getting those situations in life. Hey, sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company with locations east, west, and historic Delano featuring that rooftop deck. Yeah, Wichita Brewing Company. It's pizza and beer made here. And brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, a safe, healing environment with caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. It's Bel Air Recovery Center. They improve the lives they touch.
Coming up, House Call for Health with Steve and Ted. Aging may affect the way you smell. Ooh, that's on the way.
Smell?
Smell, yes, the odors you emit.
Okay, S-M-E-double-O, okay, got it.
That's coming from Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
I knew something was rank in here.
Do you find yourself at a loss for the...
Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a
Friday morning in 76 degrees. Thousands of volunteers from across the country are on the ground assisting in flood-ravaged central Texas, including a crew from Missouri.
They got the call on Monday. Hours later, Missouri Task Force 1, a 50-member crew of St. Louis area first responders, was on the road to Texas to assist in search and rescue efforts following the deadly floods.
We love them, we're supporting them, and we pray for them, and obviously we're praying for the families and the people affected in Texas.
Spokesman Gail Blumenkamp says the conditions in Texas similar to what the task force faced when they assisted hurricane victims last year in North Carolina.
Complete sheer devastation. Hilly-type country, roads, bridges, everything washed out.
Their mission set to last 2 weeks. Missouri Task Force 1, one of 28 task force teams on the ground in Texas. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Authorities investigating an animal cruelty case in Montgomery County in southeast Kansas. Someone shot five dogs about 5 miles northwest of Liberty. Montgomery County Sheriff Ron Wade says video of the dogs' remains were posted on the internet.
We debated whether or not to put the photograph out there, and I think the reason we put it out there is that we wanted people to see what actually took place. And when I say took place, is that how cruel some people can be.
Anyone with information is asked to contact the Montgomery County Sheriff.
Missouri's governor repeals a law that guaranteed paid sick leave for workers.
Under the legislation signed by Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe, workers who started accruing paid sick leave in May will lose it on August 28th. The law to guarantee paid sick leave for workers was approved by voters in November, but business groups lobbied to overturn it, arguing it would cost jobs. The governor explaining it would force inconvenient record keeping. The Republican also signing a package of tax measures, which include expanding tax breaks for seniors, saying we are protecting the people who make Missouri work, families, job creators, and small business owners by cutting taxes, rolling back overreach, and eliminating costly mandates. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Young conservatives from across the country gathered in Florida.
Tampa will play host to the 2025 Turning Point USA Student Action Summit, where numerous Trump administration officials are set to speak. The conservative organization is geared at reaching out to young voters on college campuses and giving Republican students a voice. Republicans made significant gains with young voters during the 2024 election cycle, and organizers are hoping to continue the momentum that helped President Trump return to the White House. Protests are also planned by organizers critical of President Trump's agenda. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Florida is now allowing lawmakers to inspect the new detention center nicknamed Alligator Alcatraz, as some of those lawmakers challenged the state's reasoning to block their unannounced visit last week.
Democratic lawmakers have filed a lawsuit with the state Supreme Court claiming the governor and the Department of Emergency Management overstepped their authority. In response, the Department of Emergency Management has scheduled a tour of the new illegal immigrant detention center for this Saturday. But Republicans like Congresswoman Kat Kamick say Alligator Alcatraz is not too different from other illegal immigrant detention centers. ICE has moved some illegal immigrants from the Orange County Jail to Alligator Alcatraz, but a new amendment to the county's agreement with ICE states participating law enforcement agencies could now be the ones tasked with transporting detainees to ICE facilities like Alligator Alcatraz.
In Orange County, Chancellor Wynn, Fox News.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Becoming partly cloudy, breezy, and hot today, a high of 95, south to southwest winds 10 to 20 and gusty. Small chance of an evening storm, otherwise mostly cloudy, overnight low 70. We'll continue with mostly cloudy skies, much cooler on your Saturday, high of 85, partly cloudy and near 90 on Sunday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And right now, a mostly cloudy sky, 76 degrees, and a south wind at 13 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And our weather is brought to you by The Monarch at 579 West Douglas. New seasonal cocktails perfect for the warm spring and summer weather at The Monarch. And live music every Friday and Saturday starting at 8 p.m. That's tonight at 8 p.m. Live music at The Monarch. 579 West Douglas at the roundabout in historic Delano. Well, today is Friday, July 11th, and you're listening to Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. And I'd like to talk about a political power couple down in Texas splitting up.
That's right. State Senator Angela Paxton has filed for divorce from her husband, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, citing recent discoveries. She wrote, "I do not believe that it honors God or is loving to myself, my children, or Ken to remain in the marriage." Okay. Ken Paxton, who is currently running for U.S. Senate, was impeached in 2023 on corruption charges, including allegations related to an extramarital affair. He was later acquitted by the Senate. Senator Angela Paxton was elected in 2019 to represent the North Texas Senate district previously held by her husband before his statewide office. The Paxtons calling it quits. Political families, Ted. We had one here in Kansas over the years, the Docking family.
Docking family, with a rich political history here in the state.
The one I remember back to, I think they, I can't remember the first names on them. George, maybe? The one I remember from the 50s, because I remember his picture was on the road map we had. And then there was, I can't remember the first names now, but I can see their faces. At any rate, Robert. Robert was the one. And then he had, the Docking family.
And is that still the last governor from South Central Kansas?
Yeah, probably so. They don't choose governors from down
here. Nope, not from this part of the state.
Yeah, they don't get Topeka, they think we're part of Oklahoma.
They don't get to Topeka very often.
Yeah.
And the Landon family, another political family here in Kansas.
That's right. There's a political family. Alf Landon, of course, who was governor of Kansas, and he ran for president against a fellow by the name of Roosevelt, and it didn't work out too well.
Yeah, he didn't even carry Kansas.
He didn't even carry his home state.
Yeah.
But his daughter became a... Well, I think one of the more respected U.S. senators in the past 50 years, Nancy Landon Kassebaum, who was at one time owned the radio station where I worked, KFH. And, she's still alive, living out in the Flint Hills.
Apparently a cabinet member, too, during her career.
Well, yeah. She was she's a small woman, but very charismatic. I remember I did at least one interview of her on the air, a 30-minute interview for a show I was doing. And I didn't know her very well. She was, like I said, our station owner. But she was terrific. I mean, you could ask her anything. You're not going to offend her.
That doesn't surprise me.
She's going to come right back and tell you exactly. And, there was a talk of her being vice presidential candidate.
Yeah, there was.
And she apparently got along very well with Ted Kennedy on the Democratic side. And the two of them did love legislation, so, yeah.
Well, you don't see that anymore.
No, you don't see that at all. But she's a very charismatic woman and a delightful person to know. Okay, there you go. That's all I know about political families. Of course, we do have a missing person alert, a silver alert, I guess you would call it, and that's for a gentleman named Harry Thomas who's missing. He is a 6 foot tall. He's 275 pounds. He's a pretty good-sized fella. He's bald. He has brown eyes. He is 68 years old, and he suffers from dementia. Last seen in the 2600 block of South Victoria here in Wichita. He was wearing a white tank top and white shorts. And if you see, I think you see Harry, you might want to please give the law enforcement a call. Maybe even just call 911, and maybe we can get him back safely home again. All right, we've got, Tanganyika Wildlife Park. Did you see this, Ted?
No, tell me.
They have an exciting news to share. A tiny pygmy hippo, just under 13 pounds, born at Tanganyika. A hippopotamus that's like a small dog. Born to experienced parents, Posey and Pluto, and almost immediately showed off his spunky personality. One minute he was sparring with branches, the next he was slipping in the straw and face planting, and he's small. He's curious. He's already stolen the hearts of everybody out there.
Yeah, it's pretty cute.
I saw some video of this guy. He is cute, no doubt about it. Only three pygmy hippos were born in the U.S. last year.
Oh, my gosh.
Fewer than 2,000 left in the wild. Every birth is a big win for the species. Pygmy hippos, endangered and tough to study. There you go. And if you'd like to be one of the first people to meet this adorable new addition, you can get exclusive access starting August 1st. during a hippo family meet and greet at Tanganyika Wildlife Park.
And that's part of Tanganyika's great mission, is to try to keep species going.
Yes, they do a lot of breeding out there. They supply animals to other zoos.
Yep.
And do a great job.
They sure do.
Right. Yeah. I saw some video of this guy. He's a cutie pie, all right. Now, a hippo, you think a hippo, this is a pygmy hippo.
These are smaller, yeah.
I don't know how big it gets. Probably, I don't know, size of a dog or something.
Maybe they end up looking kind of like pigs.
Yeah.
Kind of that size, those big pigs.
I understand that the hippo, the wild hippo in the wild, you don't want to mess with.
Those things, no, you do not. Those jaws.
Apparently they don't have a
you do not want to get
pleasing personality.
Nope.
They don't mess around with it. All right. A baby pygmy hippo at wildlife.
I mowed my front lawn last night.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I thought about it.
I wanted to get it done before the weekend.
Yeah. Like,
once the weekend gets here, I'm not going to want to do this. So I did it last night. And,
bless you.
And then, boy, once it got done, looked great, and there were fireflies all over the place.
Yeah, I've been saying that's interesting. I've been seeing fireflies.
I enjoyed seeing the fireflies last night after I mowed my lawn.
I haven't seen fireflies in years. Now, why are they here? Probably because we've gotten some moisture.
That time of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, fireflies. Okay. Well, I was thinking about mowing my grass, but I just didn't get to it. It was too hot.
Well, it was very hot, but
watch yourself when you're doing that. Get plenty of water.
Oh yeah, when I got inside after that, I inhaled a couple of gallons.
There you go. 7:41, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Another coffee shop planned for Wichita. Kirk Semenoff, Wichita Business Journal, is coming up here in just a few minutes with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 7:46 on this Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita Ethics Board decides Mayor Lily Wu violated the city's code of ethics over a proclamation signature.
Two.
Murder suspect from Butler County, fatal crash, arrested near Indianapolis.
One.
Thousands involved in search and recovery efforts after Texas flood, at least 120 dead and more than 170 missing. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic this morning here in the Wichita area. Well, right now, the traffic volumes are pretty heavy. I'm just not really seeing it slowing anything down. Good news there, we do still have that stalled out vehicle. Northbound I-135, really close to that ramp from Pawnee, so watch for things to slow down there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly sunny with a 20% chance for rain today and a high of 95 degrees. 40% chance for rain and storms tonight. The overnight low 69. Saturday, 40% chance for rain and cooler. Tomorrow's high just 85 degrees. Looking ahead to Sunday, 20% chance for rain on Sunday with a high of 86. Now mostly cloudy, south wind at 13 miles per hour. 76 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, and coming up Sunday night at 7 o'clock right here on KNSS, it's the John Whitmer Show. And this morning, John is with us for a preview of the program this weekend. Good morning, John.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you guys this morning?
As always, we're great.
Oh, yeah.
We look great. We sound great.
Mm-hmm.
We are great.
And well, you sound great, at least.
And thank you for asking. So what's on the show, I guess?
Well,
you got somebody running for governor. There's a lot of people running for governor, but Vicki Schmidt's now running, right?
Yeah, you know, what's funny is I've gotten into the habit now with every guest that I have on Sunday nights, I typically ask, are they running for governor? Because at this point, it's like Oprah Winfrey giving away cars. But yes, we just had yesterday another entrant into on the Republican side. Our current insurance commissioner, Vicki Schmidt, got into the race, and I talked to her campaign, as a matter of fact, and she's going to come on the show here probably in the next week or two. And you know, she's well known a commodity in the state. She served in the legislature. She's been insurance commissioner now for 4 years, and She's definitely will be more moderate than some of the candidates who are in the race now. But, she's a known commodity, and people, she's definitely, I would say, one of the front runners because she's got such high name ID. So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. I look forward to having her on the show here soon. And I imagine here within the next week or two, the Senate President Ty Masterson will also be getting in the race. So there's still more names to come.
And we've got a primary coming up August 6th, but August 5th. I mean, a lot of people, it's probably sneaking up on them. We do, but we.
Yeah, exactly.
But we do.
Most
right.
People don't realize that. But your Wichita School Board, there's, some local elections around the county that you're literally less than 30 days away. And people need to be aware of that. Make sure you contact the county election office. Go online and educate yourselves. The Sedgwick County Republican Party has information on candidates. And make sure you know who your candidates are. And more importantly, make sure you vote. I talked to our elections office recently, and they're still anticipating less than 20% voter turnout. And, that's unfortunate. We need to make sure that folks are educated, that they get out and vote. And one way we'll have another, we're going to try over the next few weeks on the Sunday show to get candidates out and put them on the air and let people hear from them. We'll have a school board candidate this week, two school board candidates next Sunday. So we'll do our best to help you get informed, but it also calls incumbent on listeners to do the same.
All right. John Whitmer Show. John, good luck. Have a good show. Sunday night at 7 o'clock right here on KNSS. A yacht crew member was found dead in the vessel's engine room.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A South African super yacht crew member was apparently murdered just days shy of her 21st birthday while the nearly 150-foot luxury vessel was moored in the Bahamas. Paige Bell was found dead in the engine room on July 3rd, partially undressed after she was allegedly sexually assaulted and murdered by 39-year-old Mexican national Brigido Munoz, who worked as the yacht's engineer. Police say Munoz was found near the body with injuries to his arms that they suspect were the result of a suicide attempt. He was taken to the hospital and treated before being charged with murder and denied bail. Bell, who would have turned 21 on July 14th, had been working on the crew of the yacht named Far From It, which charters for nearly $140,000 per week, and was anchored off of Harbor Island. Exactly what led to her death remains unclear, and police are still investigating. Munoz will be back in court November 20th. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
A positive close on Wall Street Thursday.
Stocks closing higher with both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 notching new record highs as investors monitor trade developments. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors finishing higher with healthcare and financials among the gainers while tech lagged. Shares of chip giant Nvidia rose nearly 1%. On Wednesday, the AI darling briefly hit a market capitalization of $4 trillion, becoming the first company ever to reach that milestone. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, American Express, and McDonald's. The Dow declined. Salesforce, United Health Group, and IBM. The Dow up 192 points, the NASDAQ higher by 19, S&P 500 up 17. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Another coffee shop is planned for Wichita. Here to tell us about it, the Wichita Business Journal Update with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. The Celina Group that has been building Mocha's coffee and eatery locations in Wichita since 2022 says construction will start soon on its third location. The first went downtown in 2022 across the street from Advanced Learning Library. Second location opened last year on 13th Street between Webb and Greenwich. Now it's the West Side's turn, according to JRI Hospitality CEO Jason Ingermanson. Mocha's will go up at 37th and Ridge Road with a timeline that has completion set for next spring. We told you last month about developers planning a College Hill apartment project where the new build units would be shooting for monthly rent under $1,000, which is a rarity for new builds in the city these days. Now the Hill House project on South Hillside has an important city incentive called multifamily revenue bonds that will enable construction to begin soon. The revenue bonds are expected to save the developers more than $140,000 in construction costs. Hill House said it's a $4 million project overall, and Innovative Construction Services is the design build firm with a completion date set for next spring. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
And today we celebrate National Swimming Pool Day. It's not just a celebration of swimming pools, but also all the paraphernalia that accompanies pools, such as pool toys, accessories, and swimwear. The Speedo. That's right. Let's think back to our favorite pool memories and make them today worthy of adding to our memory bank. Which pool, what was your first pool you were in, Ted?
Probably College Hill.
College Hill. Yeah. How about you, Kirk, your first pool?
Old timers like you guys and I will remember the Shocker Pool at Wichita State, at right next to the golf course, next to 18th Green at Wichita State's golf course.
Really?
I grew up across the street from there and could walk over to the Shocker Pool.
Our first pool was in our driveway on 701 South Spruce. It was inflatable. You couldn't swim very far in it.
So a front yard pool.
Yeah,
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got photos of my house of my brother and me in this thing.
Of course, back in the day, Wichita had a municipal pool.
The municipal pool right down where the tennis courts are now.
And Joyland had a big pool.
Oh, back in the day. Joyland pool.
Yeah.
High diving board.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that was a great pool. Now, out in Westlake, where I grew up, we actually had two municipal pools within about six blocks. You had the Westlake pool, and then you go north about four or five more blocks, and there's the Harvest pool. I don't know why there were so many kids out there in those days that they had to have two swimming pools. We had all the baby boomers out there. Anyway, swimming pools. They were fun. You get in, you cool off a little bit, but then what do? Well, throw a penny in and die for it. I don't know. Anyway, it's swimming pool day. So there you go. Make sure you got plenty of chlorine. Thank you. Kirk, we'll check with you again next hour here with Steve and Ted.
Yeah, chlorine. I love that smell.
Hey there. I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was at the splash pad down at Old Town.
Yeah.
And of course you get within about 10 feet of it and you get that chlorine,
chlorine smell.
Oh, I love that smell.
All right. Hey, stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, Steve and Ted. We have the latest on the continuing search for victims of the Texas flood. Ted has sports coming up, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll take a look at quite a day in Wichita sports history 20 years ago on this day. And we'll reminisce on that coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news, the Blur, always good.
Massive blue metal, blue ribbon edition of the Blur today. So you got to be here for it because it's got some good Wichita history in it.
All right, we have your traffic and weekend weather coming up, too, in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.